The Walk in Their Shoes program brought the internment camp survivors to packed assemblies in Wausau and Edgar.
After Pearl Harbor, our father was picked up by the FBI.
Tets Furukawa and Howard Zenamora, now in their late 80s, told packed school assemblies in Wausau and Edgar how they and their families were stripped of their possessions and sent to an internment camp in Gila River, Arizona. They shared the stage with historian Kerio Nakagawa, whose family was imprisoned before he was born.
History hasn't changed, only the names have. We have political leaders today that are willing to put immigrants into concentration camps again. And if that's the case, history will repeat itself. And what lessons have we learned?
He told students it could happen again.
Never take your civil liberties or the Constitution for granted. It can turn on and off like a light switch in today's world.
The three speakers said they were concerned about Donald Trump's rhetoric toward Muslims.
I'm a Republican, and from what I hear, well, there's no way that I'm going to vote for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump hasn't, you know, influenced me in relating to voting for him.
Trump has pointed to the World War II camps as examples of what America has done in the past for national security. Glenn Mulberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.